Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, our extended show brought to you live. The Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media is bringing this to you. So thank you for tuning in today's Power Up Blog Talk Radio show. I thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your listenership. Boom, boom. I am streaming live. I'm live this morning from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. I am business coach Margaret Jackson, small business radio personality for AM 1220 KDOW iHeart Radio. That didn't want to come out right. The Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show at our new time, Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. prime time. We've been prime time for 11 years on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we have moved to Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. prime time. Feel free to drop in at any time to listen as we do that show every week. And we have live streaming. We broadcast locally here in Silicon Valley Bay Area. And, of course, it's satellite all over the planet. I like saying all over the planet, all over the planet. If you want to dial into today's Blog Talk radio show, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can always email me at ontheedge at businessontheedge.biz or call 888-MY-SBC-30. So thank you for tuning in for this quick power up. I want to talk about, let me tell you a story. I was in San Francisco many years ago, and I was working this big event, huge event in San Francisco. And I was reaching in my car, my back seat, to grab something. I was for the event, whatever it was, gear, I don't recall. And someone walked past me with confidence. I felt their confidence, right? I didn't see them because I had my head in my car pulling something out of the back seat, and I felt their presence. I immediately came out of my car and looked around, and I saw this African-American 6 foot, he was probably about 6'3", 6'4", well-dressed suit, walking across the street into this major hall that I was participating in this event. And I thought, and I prayed and said, God, I need to meet him. My confidence base is from my faith, so not my face, my faith. And so I said, I need to meet him. I don't know who that is, but I need to meet him. And I could only see his back. I didn't see in front of him. And so moments later, this team who's part of this event pulls me over, introduces who I am and how I participate in the whole thing, and my title at the time, says, hey, you need to meet Margaret Jackson, and shared my title at the time, helping to do that event. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, this is the guy who was walking across the street. I felt his confidence. I felt his leadership. his presence, and I shook his hand, and I could feel his energy. I felt who he was, the confidence, the man, the kind of man he was and is. And so I felt that jolt, and he walked away, glad to meet each other. But I felt him checking me in my spirit, sometimes when you connect with people, when you touch someone, you can feel their energy, you can feel their presence, you can feel the kind of spirit that's on them, in them. And so he was walking away, and I ran over behind him. I said, "Hey," I said, "you touched me in my spirit." And he smiled graciously, and he said, "Isn't that what we're supposed to do?" And so the importance and the difference between confidence and arrogance, why it matters. It matters. It matters because it changes the dynamics of how someone and the people around you will engage you, right? And so this guy, and I learned at the time, he was one of the mayor at the time, Willie Brown, of San Francisco. He was part of his team. Just, this guy was someone you knew that you could just follow. This is, you know, our African-American men in this country are portrayed as criminals and gangbangers and to be feared, and you know, you can't, whether they're in a suit or whether they're in jeans, it doesn't matter. There's this misconception that has to change. So I thought, wow, this guy is. And so we went on, and we see each other at events, and was always glad to see one another. But that's the confidence he carried. He carried confidence. Colin Powell carried confidence, not arrogance. Right. And so let's talk a little bit about the differences, because I only have a few minutes before this is over. My blog talk show is over of the Power Up. So arrogant defined. Arrogance is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance and abilities. Haughty, superior attitude, overbearing. Pompous, patronizing, there's self-importance, opinionated, egotistic. Those are the qualities, conceited. That's hubristic. That's the quality of arrogance. Arrogance can't lead. It can't take you to your greatest potential, your level. They can't take you anywhere. Arrogance pushes you down and pushes you back. Doesn't respect you because they're focused on their own self-importance. So if you are in a leadership role, and a leadership role doesn't make you a leader, you have learned how to do business, do tasks in your workplace, and do what you need to do, but it doesn't make you a leader. A leader desires to bring out the best in you because of their own confidence, their own understanding and balance value of who they are. Not arrogance. So what is confidence? Confidence. Here's the definition of confidence. The feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. It's firm. They're trustworthy. It's the state of feeling certain about the truth of someone or something. A feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff here. I'm going to say that part again. A feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So there's self-confidence versus your versus arrogant, self-focused. And this is like a fine line, right? Where this part of arrogance and confidence, self-aware, self-appreciation versus the self-renowned. There's this TV show my son used to watch when he was a little boy called Johnny Bravo. And he was so arrogant. And he would talk, and he's like this character, and he's walking around, muscular dude, and he's like, enough about me, let's talk about me. Enough about me, let's talk. So he was always talking about himself, never talking about someone else and appreciating them. It matters. It matters. And as you lead, you want to lead with confidence. But you cannot lead with confidence unless you have self-confidence, self-appreciation, and awareness. Eleanor Roosevelt said this, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. That is confidence. That is courage. That is strength. That is not arrogance. So be self-observant. Observe yourself. Make sure that you are walking in confidence in your spirit, soul, body versus arrogance. Arrogance is pushy. It's disdain. It is not the person you want to work for and not the person you want to be. Confident people know themselves and their values. And they're not trying to prove to anyone that that value is there, that their self-appreciation is there. Because they have self-appreciation, they're able to appreciate other people around them and appreciate the work that you bring to the table and the job that you do. So today, think about making sure that you are self-confident. And I apologize for some of the noise in the background, if you're able to see that. But in any case, be self-confident. Don't be arrogant. Make sure that you're doing the right thing so that you are able to lead your team confidently and they're confident with you as well. This is Margaret Jackson. I am radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. Please check out our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We are taking in articles. So if you have an article that you want published in our magazine and you want us to proof that and take a look at it, please go out to our website and find out how we do that and what it takes to get into our magazine. And also, if you are a business owner and you are interested in publishing your products in or services in our catalog, we do not take fees. So whatever you sell, you get 100% of your sales. Check out our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Have a great day. Be good to someone out there. This is Margaret Jackson, and I'll see you next time for our next Power Up.